Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
As a trader, I'm not trying to guess, I'm trying to predict, and I use a range of probability tactics to get me the highest probability of a successful outcome. Now, a successful outcome, what does that mean to you? Well, to me, a successful outcome means one of two things. One is trading well, finding a really good trade. The other successful outcome is having conditions where I decide that I'm not going to take part. I am not going to trade. This is your definition of success. Your definition of success is going to be what is your keel? What is going to get you to a position where you either do or don't, where you think you win or lose? The perception of your own reality of success is incredibly important, guys. For me, winning is understanding the conditions. That really is what winning is to me. Understanding the conditions of the market and understanding yourself, how you're feeling on that particular moment in time, and what you have lying ahead. My view allows me to know what's going on within my environment. Now, because of this, I can prepare for that, and I can feel confident that, I've got 3 out of 4 angles covered as far as weather goes. Now, when I'm trading, it's probably something quite similar. I've probably got 3 out of 4 angles covered as well, i.e. I look at trend, I look at the indicators, I look at what's going on, and I've got a lot of experience that can help me to understand exactly what I believe probability-wise is going to happen. Today, for me, I won't be trading. I will be sleeping, I hope. I'll be sitting on a plane for a long period of time. So, of course, there's no need for me to be too concerned about the way the market is looking right now. And actually, for me, I'm actually quite happy that it doesn't look too good on Bitcoin right now, because I'm not going to miss anything. Now, again, there's another thing. What is missing out? Well, missing out, if there's a trade there that you saw and you did not take it, or you missed it because you were doing something else, i.e., you wanted to take the trade, but you just didn't, that's missing a trade. So again, perception of your environment, perception of what's going on. Know when you can and know when you can't. And when you can, know what it is you're looking for a high probability outcome.
You might feel the need to place a trade. You might feel the need to get involved because, you know what, I know that I had that when I kicked off my trading career, especially when I went full time. I thought to myself, even though I managed to get good enough results that I could afford to buy myself out of work, that didn't mean I had tons of money. It meant I had to continue to make an income. And what I felt like I needed to do was trade more often because I thought, I'm a trader now. That's what I do. Good trading is about being strategic, following checklists, and being disciplined. It's not to do with trading, guys, not at all. It's to do with looking after people. You've got two choices every single day. You can be a grumpy one, a grumpy person, or a happy person. Now, there are times where you're gonna be grumpy. I get that. Like I said, I have that happen too. But if you can turn grumpy situations or people that are rude around, or just be overly kind to them, it will make you feel a lot better. So if you can today, guys, if you're in the position where you can make somebody happy, and you all are, then give it a go. Make somebody happy.
What am I expecting to see? I'm expecting to see opportunities to get short. I really am. And for me, it's pretty straightforward as to what the best opportunity is right now. The one I'm looking at the hardest, the one I like the most, is definitely Ripple. I'm telling you guys, right now, the market is pulling back. Am I getting overly optimistic? Am I thinking that we're going to see the market start to bottom out here? Absolutely not. No way at all. Why not? Because I know that gets people into trouble. I'm all good. Everyone has their own methods. I don't mind them. I think that's fantastic. It's what needs to happen, and it's great. But I'll explain to you, most of my trades are when these indicators are overbought or are oversold, because it means there's a very strong trend. My job as a trader is to follow the trend and to go the path of least resistance to make my money. Before I make my money, I need to minimize my risk. And to minimize my risk, if I'm trading in the direction that everybody else seems to be, witnessed by that of the trend, especially the daily trend, I am minimizing my risk directionally in a big way. Empowering you with understanding how to trade is my goal. Now, if I do it through lots of free content, excellent. If you need to come and join us, that's fine too. A lot of people try and be right more often than not. I don't really care about being right or wrong. I'm a commentator of markets. I'm putting content out there every day. I'm calling, I'm across different channels, different shows, different podcasts, different panels. And I just tell you, the people, what I'm looking at. Now, I have been wrong many times before, and I will be wrong again. I'm frequently wrong. but I'm right more times than I'm wrong. And with risk management, being right more times than you're wrong can earn you a good living. I don't care if I'm saying to you right now, people go, oh, well, hang on, you were wrong on that one. Okay, yep, so what? It's not about being right. It's about following your rules. Like, being right to me is following rules. If I take a trade and it goes against me, yeah, I was wrong, it stopped me out. But I was right in my execution and my process, so therefore I'm a winner, it's fine, not a problem at all. How you perceive being right and wrong is really important, and if you're somebody who always needs to be right, then trading's probably not the best spot for you. You need to work on your psychology, work on your measure of success changing slightly.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.